Welcome to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.
Hey, it's already been another week, and you're back for another week of the Switch Leader Podcast. I already messed it up in like the first 3 seconds, but it's fine. I try to be kind of different, you know, and then I just screwed it up. I should have stuck with what I knew, right?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, if you recognize this voice, who I have with me right now is Mr. James Meehan, and we're looking forward to having a good conversation. I do want to tell you the conversation we were having prior to this conversation starting was, you know, James's wife is expecting a child soon, like yes. Within the next few weeks.
Possibly days.
And I was just saying, wouldn't it be a blessing if they had twins and didn't know it? Like it just happened and they were like, whoa.
You did say that.
And he said, cool, that's nice of you to say.
I said, yeah, that would be the kind of blessing that comes in the form of a burden or two burdens. And you know what? We would consider it pure joy when we face trials and temptations of many kinds.
Yeah.
Because we know that the testing of our faith produces perseverance. Right. And perseverance, when it finishes its work, like we become mature and complete, not lacking anything. And so, yeah, that could be.
It just takes a while for them to mature. That's the only problem.
That's good.
Anyway, I'm sure there's somebody listening with twins and you're like, man, I love my kids so much. Such a gift. They're the best. Yeah. But man, when they were born, we just didn't sleep ever.
So anyway,
hopefully that happens to James and Mandy. Man. Anyways, I know that you'd be blessed by it and excited for you, buddy. That's going to be a really exhausting but blessed season for you, regardless of whether it's one or three. So James and I are going to have a conversation about the upcoming Switch series called Difference Makers. This is going to be a really good series, and he's going to give us a little bit of a recap, a little bit of a summary and vision behind what to expect for this series.
Yep, absolutely. So just to recap kind of where we've been so far this semester, we kicked things off with a longer series called How We Follow Jesus, where we walked through the Gospel of Mark 1 week and one chapter at a time, helping our students discover what does it actually look like to live the Jesus way of life, to go where he goes, do what he does, trust what he says, and love how he loves. That led us right up to Switch Easter, where we had the two-part short film, Never Too Far. And if my small group was anything like your small group, then the conversations that came from that were just different in a really special way. One student in particular, he has been a consistent troublemaker for the last 2.5 years. But there was something about part one of that Easter message that really connected to him on a personal level because of the way that he connected to the character of the younger brother, which then led to him going into our Switch group and for basically the first time ever being engaged and serious the entire time. Like he opened up, he got vulnerable, he shared some real stuff that he's been holding on to for a lot of years. And it was pretty incredible for us. Now, coming out of Switch Easter, we're going into Difference Makers, a 3-week series that is meant to build us up until the night of Switch Fights Human Trafficking that is coming on May the 1st. On Switch Fights Human Trafficking, we are going to raise awareness and inspire students to take action in the fight against human trafficking. And I think it's going to be really, really cool to see the way that our students are mobilized in their faith to make a real difference in the real world. And that's where the series Difference Makers comes in. It's preparing our students for that and for the rest of their lives. Because we know that the next generation is very cause-driven. They desire to leave an impact in the world. Tragically, though, many of them just aren't sure how to do it. And so the heart of this series is to help them understand the qualities that it takes to actually become a difference maker. 3 qualities that we see front and center throughout the life and ministry of Jesus. Those qualities are the biblical words of righteousness, holiness, and justice. And so each week of this series, we're going to take a closer look at righteousness, what it looks like to develop right relationships with God and others. Holiness, what it means when we actually live our lives set apart from sin and set apart for God. And what it looks like for us to be people who bring justice, who make wrong things right, all of that in a way that honors God and helps others. Throughout the series, we're going to be focusing in on a passage of text found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 10 through 17 that is just so rich. And each week, we're going to keep coming back to that same scripture, drawing out different parts of it so that our students can almost have that scripture just repeatedly spoken over them, hopefully so that they can internalize the words and then externalize the truth in the way that they live, so that they truly do become difference makers.
It's really good. That last series that we just did, that was the short, kind of that short film style, I asked my son last night what he thought of it, because I knew it was different. And he said, man, it was awesome. He just got really excited and started talking to me about how awesome it was. And he was like, he said, was that made in Oklahoma City? Like he was like so impressed with the content.
Yeah.
So really, really, really cool. And it was obviously it was just presented in a different way. And I know that he's in sixth grade, and I know that for him, it was like a unique way that personalized it for him, helped him to see it in a different light, which is really cool. And now I'm excited as they head into a series that's going to challenge them in some unique ways, but also maybe put a little bit of like, hey, how do we put some action to our faith?
Yep.
Like, how do I not just learn about how Jesus was a difference maker, but how do I myself become a difference maker? And I know that there's this, you know, generation in Switch we've watched for years now, and they've been really active. Like, they've recognized the need to, you know, to take on causes, but it's one thing to recognize the need for a certain cause, or yep. to, you know, like how necessary it is that we be present and be there for people, stand up for people. It's another thing to actually know how to actively do that. And yeah. then it's like a whole nother thing to know, but what does my faith actually say about why that's so important? Like, we know that Jesus did that well, but how would I explain that? Like, as a follower of Jesus, how would I explain why that's such an important, like such a key part of my faith, and that it not just be what I believe, but it be how I live. And yep. so anytime we do a series that's putting an emphasis, not just on, hey, this is what we believe and this is how we should like act, but instead it's on like, actually, now we're going to talk about part that isn't even about you. It's about how you might be a difference in the world to other people for the sake of Christ. And I get excited about the motivation that might put in my own kid, and then what it would put in his friends and the immediate circle around him as well.
Yeah, I think what's so interesting about that, Josh, is the awareness of the problems in the world seems to be at an all-time high among the next generation, right? Because of things like social media, the news, whatever. Like, people see it and talk about it all the time. Now, that can be helpful to develop the awareness that there is something that is wrong in the world, and I want to do something about it. But the overwhelming amount of information, the seemingly insurmountable size of the problem, can also produce this sense of either anxiety or even apathy in young people. The anxiety that comes from, it is too big, I can't do anything, I'm overwhelmed, so I just shut down.
Right.
Or the apathy that comes from, it's too big, I'm overwhelmed, so I just won't do anything, because what difference could I really make? And what's so fascinating to me is that over and over again, throughout the story of Scripture, God chooses to use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And the big things they do always start with really small things. Even if you just look at the teachings of Jesus, he talks about how the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It is the smallest of all garden seeds. But eventually it grows so large that there's enough room in the branches for every bird of the air to find rest and shade in. Jesus started with a band of 12 disciples, who most of them were teenagers, and he used them to launch a movement that transformed the world as we know it. Because almost every single time God does something big, it starts really small. When God wants to reach the masses, he calls a few to work alongside him. And so what we want to do is really help our young people understand that making a big difference starts really small. But when you commit to doing the small things consistently, working alongside other followers of Jesus, that produces a tremendous impact. One of the ways that I've talked about it recently is like, if I'm trying to lift a large amount of weight and the only part of my body I'm using is my pinky finger, the amount of weight I can lift is not very much. But if my whole body is working together to lift the weight off the ground, I can lift exponentially more weight. And what are we as the people of God if we are not the body of Christ? And on our own, maybe we are a little pinky trying to lift the weight, trying to do the thing, but all together, the body of Christ joining together, working with each other can create a tremendous difference. And that's what we want to help our students see, is that the small part they play is actually part of a much larger story of how God has been, of how God is, and how God will continue to work in the world.
James, that overwhelming feeling that you talk about students feeling when they're, because there's so much going on and they're aware of all those things now, is the feeling that I felt this morning when I woke up and saw the insurmountable amount of laundry at my house, knowing that my washing machine was broken.
Yes.
It's that same. I think that we're on the same page.
Like, we're on the same page.
I'm not even making that. When you said that, that's what came to my mind. So
yeah.
Maybe that's not what teenagers are thinking about, but you know, that's for sure where my head was. So,
right. But what's so great about that though, Josh, is that right now for you, that feels like this huge problem because you got a mountain of laundry that needs to be washed. And maybe once you get that done, there will be some other large mountainous problem in your way. And that's the thing that I think is interesting. And I like that you brought this up, because for some of the students that we are ministering to, what feels like a huge problem to them will feel totally insignificant to you as a leader.
Yeah.
Because you as a leader likely aren't a 13-year-old boy whose family dog just passed away, or a 16-year-old girl who just found out the boy she likes is dating somebody else, or a 17-year-old boy who had to end his athletic career because of an injury. Like, those kinds of things will feel like world-shattering problems for them.
Yeah.
And they may not feel like that to you. And so for you to be able to go in ahead of time prepared to meet your students with the empathy, recognizing that because they have less life experience, the problems that may seem small to you can feel really big to them. So I think it's a great point. I don't know if that's where you were going with it, Josh, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, in that case, of course, that's where I was going with it. That's exactly, we couldn't be more on the same page.
That's
so
good.
But the other thing I thought of is, because then you started talking about the body of Christ and you talked a little bit about, hey, if all I use is my pinky, I can only pick up so much weight. But when I use the whole body, it's different. And I think that's the part where students and adults, like, we all kind of leave it out. Like, we can forget that when we think about these huge, huge problems. And it is easy for us to go, why would I even try? It's insurmountable. Like, there's just no way. And it's important for us to remember, you're right, like, in your own strength, there is no way. But what we're wanting for students to remember is it's not about your own strength. It's about your strength in Christ, but it's also about the body of Christ locking arms together. And so you mentioned that, so we've got 3 weeks of this series, and then that following week will be Switch Fights Human Trafficking.
Yep.
And I think that that's going to be a really, obviously, you were very intentional about the way that these things are lined up. And it's going to be a really, really cool opportunity for them during that time to get to experience this locking of arms. We can do more together than we can on our own. Even like, we can do more than we even imagined.
Yeah.
A lot of times we walk away going, man, can you guys believe what you were able to accomplish in such a short amount of time when we had one united effort? James, is there anything that you'd like to share with leaders that might be something very specific, something intentional that they should be doing to prepare for this upcoming series?
Yeah, I mean, I think a great way to prepare for this is just to read through Colossians chapter 3. I'd read through the whole chapter because it is, I think, one of the most rich chapters in all of Scripture. Specifically in this series, we're going to be focusing on 3:10 through 17. But I would just find some time leading up to Switch this week to just read through the whole chapter, read through it slowly, read through it carefully, read through it thoughtfully. Whatever questions pop up in your mind, take the time to ask them to yourself, maybe talk about them with a friend, with your own life group, with other switch leaders, and then look through the lens of what it might look like for you to apply something from that chapter to your life. One of the verses that we're going to keep coming back to is verse 10, where in the New Living Translation, it says, "Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him." So as you learn to know your Creator, you will become more like Him. And that is how you put on your new nature. And so for us as leaders, as followers of Jesus, as ministers of the gospel to this generation, the more we learn to know Jesus, the more like Him we become, and the more of who we are meant to be, we actually are. And so I would just encourage you to find some time to create space to dig into God's word, to let Him speak to you, and do the best you can leading into Wednesday night to put something into practice so that you will learn more about Jesus and become more like Him.
Okay, so as with any new series that we have coming up, as with any Night of Switch that we have coming up, be prepared. Do everything that you can to put in the work in advance so that the conversations you're having during small group time, the conversations you're having throughout the week, will be even more fruitful than they would be otherwise. A lot of times we walk away and we go, man, like this is a good Night of Switch, but I wish we could have gone even deeper, or I wish we could have gotten a little bit further. And just know that while some of that is out of your control, the piece of it that is in your control is how prepared you are to know how to take it deeper. And it's not necessarily just because of your head knowledge. It's because if you are soaking on this and you've got this in your mind and in your heart, going into a Wednesday night, it allows you then to think about your particular students, what they're going through in their lives, and how this content might specifically relate to them in a way that otherwise, in the moment, if you just now aren't knowing what's going on, you're just not going to be as prepared. Like you aren't going to be able to put those pieces together in the way that you could if you prepared for it. So make sure that you're reading that scripture. Make sure that you're putting in the work in advance and thinking about how these messages may relate to your specific students. Thank you guys for listening every week. Make sure that you're sharing it with your friends. Thank you for joining us on the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.